stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
Hi everyone, it's Dave. A little while ago, it was before Christmas now, Jason called in with a query about how the West Marches Black Hat game was going and whether it would be accessible to new players. And then Edwin called in with a response. I'm going back through my call-ins. This is dating back now. I think Edwin's response came in before Christmas, but I've been inundated with call-ins. Anyway, I am replaying. You will have heard Jason's query before, but I'm replaying it now along with Edwin's response. And there's not a great deal that I'm going to say in response to this call-in. I'm just going to let them have the dialogue. The only thing I will say is that I'm aware, following one of Spike Pitt's call-ins a little while ago, that sometimes we use terminology which may not be accessible to new listeners and new gamers, and West Marches certainly qualifies there. I'm not going to go back over what I mean when I talk about West Marches. I'm not even necessarily wed to the fact that the Black Hat game is being run as a West Marches game. It might qualify better given that they haven't been doing much wilderness travel as an urban open table game. Doesn't really matter, but what I will do, if you're not sure what we're referring to, you don't want to pick back through all of the previous episodes where I've talked about it, is I will put in the show notes a link to a blog describing West Marches play. It may be the blog describing West Marches play, but it's certainly a blog that gets shared whenever we talk about it on Audio Dungeon. And then I'm just going to let Edwin and Jason from Nerds RPG Variety Cast have the discussion.
Hey Dave, Jason here, Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I have a question for you. So West Marches campaigns, we've been going on now and you've got all these threads going and we're developing all these things. And maybe this is more a question for Edwin or for Barney, who's considering joining. I don't think he's joined yet. Or maybe he has and I wasn't there. For newer players, how intimidating is it to get in to want to join the game now that you've got players that have been playing for a while and all these threads in the world and, you know, in depths of where you're indebted to the Thieves Guild and you have this going on and that going on? And how intimidating is that to new players, I wonder? If we actually step back and look at it, I wonder how. Does that question make sense? I don't know. Anyhow, I was just thinking about that. Talk to you later.
Hello, it's Edwin here. I'm answering Jason's question on episode 130. I think he asks me because I'm one of the most recent players, if not the most recent. I didn't find it intimidating. I was lucky in that I was introduced as a character as the group came into a new area and came into Mud Harbor. So I was kind of slotted in as the local who was tagged on to the party. I morphed from Billy the Dip into Bill Lee, the Tongue member. I'm going to pause there because of my minutes up. So I was lucky enough to have a couple of sessions where I knew just as much as everybody else about where we were. In fact, I knew a bit more because Dave allowed me to have local knowledge. When we then moved on to Shroudwick, we've not been to Shroudwick, to Highmire, I am a bit hazy about what's gone on before, but in a way, this is a reflection of real life, isn't it? If you were a ragbag group of ne'er-do-wells, you would have people dropping in and out and picking things up as they went along. Dave says that I've become a law master or something. Well, by nature, I'm a note taker, and I like to draw maps and things like that. The real advantage is having the Discord. So we've got a tavern where we can swap rumours and stories, and that, of course, ties into the Black Hack, sharing experiences and padding out your background for future benefit. I think this is an advantage of the Black Hack, that there is the away from the game exchange of information. So probably with the Black Hack, it's a lot less intimidating. So the real inhibitor isn't lack of knowledge, because we've made efforts to make that knowledge available. What's really off-putting is just how sheer bloody evil some of our compatriots are. And we're all going to die. But there we are.
So there you go. I want to thank Jason again from Nerds RPG Variety Cast for calling in with the query, and Edwin for responding to it so thoughtfully. Keep the call-ins coming. I do love to get them, and look, I do play them eventually. That dates back, as I say, before Christmas, but I'm getting through them, so don't be discouraged. If you've called in and I haven't played it yet, I probably haven't lost it. It's just that I've got it queued up for an episode with some related ones for when I get round to covering that topic. As for whether the Black Hack game is sufficiently accessible to newcomers, I'm pretty convinced it is. But why don't you try it out? Get on the Deep Percentile Audio Dungeon Discord. The link is in the show notes. Introduce yourself. Say that you're here to play the Black Hack. Someone on there will help you out. Is it West Marches? Is it just a sort of casual open table game? I don't know. What I do know is that I really do keep each individual play session bounded, so you can bring your character and you can just drop in, drop out of whichever session you fancy, and it would be great to have you.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter at d_percentile.
Yeah, listening back, I said the Deep Percentile Audio Dungeon Discord. I meant to say the Deep Percentile or the Audio Dungeon Discord. You got both the links in the show notes. Doesn't matter which. Introduce yourself. Say you want to play the Black Hack. You'll find it one way or the other. And I look forward to hearing from you.